The Forever GI Bill, one of the bipartisan triumphs of 2017, significantly changes education benefits for service members and veterans. It eliminates a requirement that veterans use their benefits within 15 years of active duty service. But as Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson discovers, supporting veterans in higher education is more complicated than just giving them more time.
Marty Martinez spent 29 years in the military before coming to the University of Wyoming.
Very structured environment in the military, very disciplined environment, where we know all the expectations, we know all the rules. And so coming here was probably the scariest day of my life.
He's referring to the moment in 2012 when Martinez went from being a chief warrant officer to his new civilian career as the head of UW's Veterans Service Center.
I came here expected to be the guy knowing about transition, but actually as I was working with the students, I was learning about it myself.
He discovered that around 40% of UW's veteran students were dropping out. He says UW was like most schools across the country.
There wasn't much happening for veterans in education. So they were just now starting to realize, hey, you know, these guys and gals, they have a lot of money they're coming here with in the form of a GI Bill. So how are we starting to service them? You know, what challenges are they having now that they're on a college campus? What does this transition piece mean to a veteran, and how can we be assistive to that? So really, that was the questions I walked in on.
For the last 5 years, he's been working to come up with answers, increasing tutoring, hosting more social events, and working with professors to heighten their awareness of veterans' needs. And less veterans are dropping out. Martinez estimates the loss rate is down to 30%, but he knows more could still be done to ease the transition from warrior to scholar.
I don't know, for veterans, it's just military, civilian life. That in itself is a culture shock.
That's student Zach Myers. He says his time in the Marines was defined by being a part of a team.
Even though you start as a civilian and then you join, and that changes you, and then you get so used to that that when you get out, it's back to stuff you don't even remember. You're like, well, wait.
Like remembering what it feels like to be an outsider. Myers says professors often assume students are familiar with academic culture. It was hard for him to figure out even what to ask. To help build a bridge between military and academic culture, UW is piloting courses just for veterans like Myers. TK Stout taught the first one this past fall.
Hopefully under certificates. And then this is the hard part. Like when you get Foxtrot Golf Hotel right here, it's time to start doing some analysis and some research. So you go.
Myers says that Professor Stout's use of military lingo is not the only thing that sets him apart from other professors.
Every time I see him just walking back and forth to class or whatever, he'll stop and talk to me, ask me about my classes and stuff. He cares. He wants to know. Like, he's the only one who stops and talks to me and will take time out of his day to do that, just even for 5 minutes.
Stout, who himself is a veteran, understands his work must happen both in and outside the classroom. He gets emotional, explaining why.
It's hard for many battle-tested combat veterans that are really hard on the outside, that they're soft on the inside. And they want to talk to another veteran. We come from a hyper-masculine society. We keep everything inside. So that's what happens when I do my work outside of the classroom.
That approach was shaped by his academic research on what he calls collaborative communication. In other words, what it takes to actually get people to listen to one another. And from his over 30 years of military service, spent stateside and in combat.
When I wore the uniform, I was a chief master sergeant. So when I retired, like, I didn't know who TK was. And I think these young uniformed service members are in the same boat.
So to help veterans find solid footing in academia, Stout's course centers around a rigorous semester-long research project. He asked them to look at their lives, find strengths and skills from their time in the military, and then justify their application in the academic world.
My name's Dorian Duga. I did 4 years active in the Marines.
During the final presentations of their projects, student Dorian Dugas tells his classmates that through his research, he'd been able to earn 23 credits at UW from coursework he'd done in the Marines. But it also inspired him to leave his military expertise in mechanics behind, opting out of engineering to pursue a new passion, geology.
I mean, it's interesting getting back into college. I mean, I've always liked learning, but I couldn't have done this at 18 or 19. I needed some Marine Corps training first and get the fun stuff out of the way. So
that comment gets a collective smirk from his classmates who, like Dugas, endured a lot of hard work in the military. But they've also worked hard figuring out how to believe in themselves now that they're in command. The hope is that a renewed sense of confidence will guide them all the way to graduation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.